This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fared and the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at $5.50, down 4.75 on the open at the Chicago Board of Trade. December wheat opened at $4.65, unchanged. March, $4.80, down 2. May, $4.88, down 3. July, $4.76, down 2.75 on the open. December corn opened at $3.56, down 3 on the open. March, $3.69.5, down 3.25. May, $3.76.5, down 3.25. July, $3.82, down 2.75. September, $3.61.5, down 3.25. December, $3.52, down 2.75. March, 2008, $3.58.5, up a half on the open. March oats opened at 2.63¾, down 1¾ on the open. Over in the bean pit, January opened at 6.58½, down 4½ on the open. March, 6.73, down 5½. May, 6.85, down 5. July, 6.94, down 6¼. August, $7, down 5. November, the harvest month, 7.14, down 4 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 186, down 120 on the open. January, 188.50, down 140. December soybean oil opened at 28.28, down 9 on the open. January, 28.63, down 6. Over at the Merck, January feeders opened at 98.15, down 27.5 on the open. March, 96.90, down 37.5. April, 98.05, down 20. May, 98.90, down 30 on the open. December live cattle opened at 85.60, down 12.5 on the open. February, 88.50, up 5. April, 90.35, up 5. June, 86.75, down 7.5 on the open. December lean hogs opened at 61.25, down 20 on the open. February, 63.10, down 27.5. April, 66.30, down 60. May, 71.90, down 20 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 91.50, up 25 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADN Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Since we last talked to you, Paul, the markets have been yo-yoing essentially in a fairly narrow trading range. Do you expect more of the same for the balance of the week?
You know, I talked to one of our floor sources a few minutes ago, and he says it's extremely low volume. It's a holiday-type market, and he says that the market acts a little heavy in Chicago. We do know, that the funds are reducing the size of their holdings, particularly in the corn and the wheat market. We do know that the Chinese seem to be caught short or having a tough time filling their export contracts on corn. We do know that the Chinese seem to be buying more South American origin beans. The Sparks acreage report probably will be out tomorrow morning. And, you know, the best guess is more corn and less beans. And, of course, we continue to be watchful of government policy in regard to the CRP acres. We did see a memo today from the Informa Sparks indicating that the likelihood of 2007 acreage shift or change will be small, but it'll probably affect 2008 or 9. But the secretary continues to be what I would call unclear of what their true policy is in Washington. They're spending a lot of time talking to the new political leaders in the House and the Senate, and we really don't get a clear picture other than they're watching acreage and prices very closely.
These CRP acres, Paul, to the best that you can figure, how many of them might really be viable for corn?
I think that the USDA is doing a environmental study on that, and we'll have better answers. You know, the answer that I hear is that there's 16 million acres or 12 million acres that possibly can be put into some sort of production. The million-dollar question is just when and where and how they'll get them out, whether the USDA has authority, and whether it's very politically popular with the new Congress to make changes. We do know this, that when we're out in the country at these marketing meetings, we do know that when we show people supply-demand tables, they're very surprised how tight this coming year's corn production and corn carryover, as well as into the future, really is. And the second big thing that we really see surprises on is how profitable it is to process corn into ethanol. You know, it's still very lucrative. And then the third thing is that we continue to see a reluctance, and hear a reluctance, to really overplant corn. So, you know, those are the three things that we're picking up when we're out in the country. And then on the other hand, our Iowa friends pick up that there is a feeling that there will be more corn, you know, maybe 1.5 million, 2 million acres in Iowa alone. So it is interesting to see different regions have different answers to some of our questions.
Seems like producers, though, might be waiting till the spring, Paul, to make some of these decisions, because it seems to me if they were making them now, they would be booking anhydrous now.
That's a good point. And, you know, the second thing that we're picking up is the spring weather at planting time is one of the major keys. Also, we do pick up that the farmer has, you know, sold out most of his corn and still has a good percentage of his beans. And at the same time, they went out and sold a lot of new crop corn as well. So, you know, those are the things that we pick up. And it's probably based on a little bit of this philosophy. You sell a small crop early, and you sell the next year's crop quick, and they did it.
Do you suppose there are wild cards out there between now and spring? For example, I believe Bernanke and Paulson are headed off to China this week to talk about the revaluing of Chinese currency and other issues.
You know, I think the big thing is that every day I look at the crude oil price and, of course, the stock market, and the economy, and, you know, we generally feel that those things we're getting some very positive feedback from, and, of course, everyone's keeping their fingers crossed that there'll be some sort of a proper agreement and proper resolution to the problems in Iraq. I think the big thing here as far as the ag community is concerned is if we can see some unexpected demand in the wheat area. And number two is just how quick the basis starts to improve in the cash corn market, because the thing that's so different about this year than past years is that every day of the week, 7 days of the week, every month of the year, there is steady, usual demand for ethanol. And we do know that the people that know how to use marketing, like using futures contracts and option contracts, seem to have a little clearer picture, particularly in that area of ethanol usage and production and manufacturing, seem to have a better presence and more optimism about dealing with higher-priced grain than, let's say, the feed industry.
Before we let you go, let's look at a few technicals, Paul. Tell us what numbers you're keeping an eye on that are of importance to you at the moment.
Well, 346 on the corn, as long as it stays above that, that's a bullish sign. And if July wheat stays above 477, that's bullish. And 660 is the magic line on January beans. These are all moving averages that I watch, and it'll be interesting to see what happens at 115 today, Dave.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a nice day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. He joins us every Wednesday morning on the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and look at a few particulars. And we'll begin in Kansas City, where December wheat is at 493 and three quarters, down two. December wheat at the Board of Trade at 465, unchanged. March, 483 and a half, up one and a half. December corn, 354, down five. March, 369, down three and three quarters. May, 376 and three quarters, down three. December, 334 and a half, down three quarters. January beans, 659 and a quarter, down three and three quarters. March, 674 and a quarter, down four and a quarter. May, 687, down three. Novis, 716, down two. December soybean meal, 186, down 120. December soybean oil, 28.20, down 17.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Taking a look at Mike Solis' two-state forecast today, he says areas of patchy dense fog, and then in northern sections in East Indiana, mostly cloudy, then becoming partly sunny. Elsewhere, mostly sunny. Highs from 46 to 64. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows from 30 to 42. Then tomorrow, in northern and eastern Indiana, partly sunny. Elsewhere, mostly sunny. Highs from 50 to 66 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.